everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jess Wellington.
And I'm Michael Evans.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we invite one of our comedy pals on. We have them tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We as a group try to figure out which one is a lie. Would you please introduce our guest, Jessica?
Sure will!
Okay.
I'm so excited. This guy, you can't turn on the TV without seeing this asshole. He's everywhere. He's on every commercial. He's amazing. He's an amazing actor. He's an okay comedian. No, he's a great comedian. Give it up for Willie Mack.
Yay! Welcome to the show, Willie Mack. How are you?
I'm good.
What you been working on?
I've been working on a lot, actually. I just finally got a non-scripted agent, so I have someone to finally start submitting ideas on. And one of the projects that is getting some traction is a show that I'm calling it's The Unfunny Side of Being Funny, because I deal with a lot of mental health stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I want to talk about...
Are you meaning just in stand-up or...
Both. Just the whole world around me. But so it's mental health and comedians and with urban comedians and blah, 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 blah. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So. Oh, great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Anything positive you throw out in the wind, you know, flies like a seed somewhere, please shoot me now. Anyway, it's true. Like, if you put
that's
something
a beautiful quote
out,
from Alicia Michaels. Okay.
What if there's no wind that day?
All right, let's start the show. Hi, Michael. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
What's your first story?
The first story that I have. So the backstory to it is my son is older. I have a 20-year-old son. So I'm gonna preference the rest of the story with that. So because me and my son went on a date with the same chick before.
Oh, you told the rules, right? We tell one true, one lie,
yeah,
but we're trying
yeah.
to figure out which is which.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I did. Yes.
Forget.
So my son.
I only thought you had a daughter.
Damn, though.
I have a daughter too. So the daughter, she's a lesbian. She's the lesbian one.
Well, I thought her mom was.
The mom is too.
Okay.
The fruit don't fall far.
So that's a whole nother story.
Those seeds didn't fly, did they?
Those seeds.
Yeah.
That was a lot of information in a very reduced amount of time.
It was so hard hitting and concise that right when he said one line, Jess had to make sure he knew what he was doing. Because he knows the rules for the show, right? That was wild.
Okay, that's going to be my second story. So before, when I remember, when this has come the second story, remind me about Michaela.
Okay.
And her girl.
So you're going to switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, no. I'm just, this is.
Okay, ties together.
Tight.
So you have a 20-year-old son. My condolences. I have a 21 and 23-year-old, so I get it. Okay.
But me and my son are like, I was never dad to him. I was a young dad, so it was like I raised my best friend, which has its pros and its cons. Like, with him calling me dad is like if my name was dad. It was like, hey, what's up, dad? I'm like, what's up? Like, he stuck this girl over one time, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, my God, your father's there. And he's like, that's just dad. Like, he cool. Like, he didn't, that's what I mean when I'm like, oh, that's our dynamic. We smoke together, all of that. So he's on a dating site. I'm on a dating site, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
no.
likes older women. My son's 6'3", 190 pounds.
Oh, tell him hit me up.
No, don't. Do
she's dead serious. She's totally serious.
What happened?
It's fun because we get a lot of that. Like, especially when me and him are out together, females would be like, it's like, then they're like, Don, that's my son. They're like, oh, and it's like, nah, still, no, that's a weird thing.
Very it's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So he likes older women. So he's on the older side of the women that's on Tinder. He likes them between like 27, his version of older, I should say, between 27 to like 33 is his
I'm fucked.
Dating range.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I'm going to assume, your dating range, right?
And that's also my dating.
She's our lead detective.
Okay.
Mine goes higher, though.
Yeah, 36.
32 and a half. So I'm swiping. And I swipe. Bling. I get a chick. Anissa is her name. And she's like, hey, whatever. We start a little dialogue, blah, 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 blah. So my son, bling, gets this too. But I only know this later on.
You don't know this yet.
Yeah, I don't know this yet. So Malcolm, I go on this Flora's Lava tour thingy with some friends. This is in October. And
I did this
show.
Tour?
Yeah, so we did this show. Me and my friends did this show on Netflix called Flora's Lava. And then we did something where we started booking little clubs, called it the Tourist Lava thing. Yeah, I know, cheesy as fuck. Let me have my life. So I'm gone for a month. Malcolm, when I'm gone, but for some reason, what he does is he takes photos of me off the wall. And like, cause he wants it to look like it's his place.
Okay.
So,
how many photos you got on that fucking wall?
It's not a lot. I do have two posters of myself. Okay.
There's just two big blank white spaces that are a little different color than the white paint.
Dust around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What was there?
I'm about to show you all. I do have a big poster of myself on my wall.
Is it you, like on a movie or a TV show, or is it just you?
It's just me. Okay.
Just shirtless wrangling a bowl by the horn.
You can kind of see it's in the background right there.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The old Biggie look like.
Yeah. That's the. So I he. Let me tell the story before I forget. I'm high and lose focus just like this.
So you hit up this young lady.
I hit her up. He hits her up.
You both match.
We both match. So I'm gone. He's like, hey, Dad, I'm going to let you know now. I'm going to have this chick over. I'm like, all right, cool. I get it. And I'm like, just make sure she's safe. Like the rules I have for my son, please get consent. Please don't make me a grandfather before I'm even 40.
Yeah, and like just you did. Like.
I know. Okay, continue.
Yes.
Well, I get it. That's what parents do.
Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, my God. I mean, he sees the struggle, though. He saw how hard it is. I'm like, you don't want that smoke, boy. So.
What's the third rule?
Oh, third rule is to. This is a weird one. Okay, and I actually talked about it in our podcast, where rub off before dates. It makes you think clearer.
Oh.
Once you get that first nut out the way, that you're not going into a situation or a dinner or whatever thinking like sex. What do I need to do for sex? It's like you kind of got at least.
Is this information that males just pass on to each other? Like, is this something that you do before a date? You.
So 100%. Like this is something that I figured out. Like I don't know, maybe early in high school was like to if you think you even like a girl, like you're thinking about her lunch, it's like go rub one out and then just like I guess I wanted to hook up with her. I don't, you know, I'm not particularly concerned with what she's up to or when she's texting me back now that I've jacked off. You know.
Okay.
It's mean, but it's like fuck. At least you just.
It's the truth.
It's a good seed to throw into the wind before you really get her out on the date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She shows up with the soil and the, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're like, do I just want
to
plant?
Do I need to say this to my sons?
Please.
Will their fathers say it to them first?
Fathers usually don't. Me and my son just have that type of, like I said, relationship. Okay, but that'd be a weird thing if I can't even imagine my dad being like, hey, sit down, I'm going to give you the game.
Oh, Jack my off. God. No, I got no sex talk, nothing like that. Like, did you get a lot of.
No.
No.
Thank God we have podcasts now.
I guess. I don't know where. My parents didn't talk to me about any sex stuff, and that would have. It sounds like a nightmare.
Mm.
But I was real weirdly. Like, I lost my virginity when I was in the eighth grade.
Like, how old are you?
I was 13.
Like 13. Okay.
Yeah, she was 14. Wow. Yeah. But looking back, it didn't feel weird. Like looking back, I was fully conscious of what I was doing and wanted it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It just, I guess I'm just on the younger end.
Well, my mother talked to me a lot about sex, but it was not good. You know, she'd be like, "Your dad had such a big dick. Like, I don't need to
know." Oh my God.
That's too much.
Hung like a donkey. I don't need to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's too much.
She was really on it. I was just telling my boyfriend, like, I remember the first time I made out with a little boy in the bushes, and I was like 13.
The first time you made out with a little boy in the bushes? This happened multiple times?
Yes, yeah.
You're always making out in the bushes?
Before I even had a bush. It was terrible. So anyway, so I made out with him. He's a really cute little boy. And then I was like, yeah, I wanted him to touch me, like, you know, in that kind of way. And then I felt so terrible. And I went to my mom. This is going to sound so crazy. And I told her, and my parents were divorced. And all my mom said is, you know, when I got divorced from your father, he said, "I'm such a bad mom that you'll probably end up pregnant by the time you're 15.
Mm.
And you know what? Was the best thing she could ever say, because it was like, okay, the shop is closed.
Hey,
like,
yeah.
It was the best thing. So sometimes I get being a little too honest with your children. Continue.
Damn, that's huge though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah, like your dad's.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah, that's no wonder the ladies liked them. I don't know.
No shit.
Okay, so.
So, I swipe, he swipes. I'm trying to get where I'm.
You went over the rules, so she's coming over.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Did he take down the posters?
Yeah, he took down the posters. Even, like, pictures of, like, me and him, like, he don't want people to know, like, he got a father or something. But, so, he takes it all down. He does whatever, and I cut back home. Bloom, I'm on my phone. I'm back in town. What's good? Me and this chick been talking for like 2.5-3 weeks. And so...
So your son moves a lot faster.
Oh, my son.
The confidence... Why are you taking 2 and 3 weeks? Why are you doing that?
Because I was on the road.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I wasn't home, but we were just talking. But Malcolm's... I don't know if it's just... a Malcolm thing? Is it because he's high a lot? Is it because my son is a rapper or whatever it is? His confidence is rock starish. Like, he just has that confidence, that swag about him. That's like there was this chick that was jogging by, and he just grabs her hand and says, "Hold on, where you going? You can't run past me without saying hello." And I'm like, he get that from his mama, because he sure ain't get that from me.
Damn, bro, that is wild.
Yeah, but you're a handsome fella.
But he doesn't have that smoothness.
My smoothness.
All right.
Okay. A little rocky on the edges. Like this table. It's supposed to be smooth, but you still feel the grain.
She goes, "Don't fucking touch me." Keep running. It's like,
no, it's an odd thing when you have a really beautiful child. My kids are adopted, so I have no ego in saying this, but my older son's very handsome.
Yeah.
Older son's very handsome. And now it's to the point when we're hanging out, because now he's 23, and if I go buy him stuff at the store, people are like, "Who is this dirty old lady?" Because he's adopted. He doesn't look like me. It looks like I'm buying presents for my boy toy.
That's,
I said, it's a good look.
I finally said, "Do you understand that that's what people are doing?" And he's like, "Yeah, totally. It's super fucking creepy." And I'm like, "I know."
I'm about to show you
this
all.
This is Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Damn.
What this grown man boy child looks like.
I don't know.
Yeah, how interesting to be in this roommate duo where you're the dad and the Scottie Pippen of this relationship. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No,
oh my God, dude.
Yeah, he has a rapper vibe.
He is so cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure both parents are beautiful and handsome and all jazz. So, all right. So
I'm going to try that next. I'm just going to go to the park and be like, "Why are you running?"
And they'll be to get the fuck away from you, creep. Okay. All right. So.
So I end up hitting her up. I'm like, "Hey, let's go hang out." She's like, "All right, cool." So she's like, "What you want to do?" I was like, "I got a show." I'm like, "We can go to this show, then we can go somewhere later." We went to this place called Craig's over in off Melrose. And
Craig's, for people that aren't in the know, is a pretty fancy place to take someone on their first date. That's like a really popular restaurant. That's where all the stars go. Yeah.
Wow.
Where all the stars go.
So you went all out.
Yeah.
This is sus now. Go ahead.
Taking a first date to Craig's. Are you insane?
But continue. And Craig's ain't that bad.
But no.
Price wise, it's like it's almost like it's like I got a chicken parmesan. And it was
that big?
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. That big.
California Pizza Kitchen. Yeah. Where it's like,
and that was $29. Like,
yeah. I mean, okay, maybe you got it like that.
$29?
For two of you, and she's probably gonna get alcohol, wine.
You expect all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. First date. All right.
So you take her to that.
Yeah. She was 29. She was going to be 30 soon, whatever. So I was like, you know, that's how I do it. That's my swag. Like, if I take you out, I want you to go back like, bitch, this monkey here.
What? Sorry, this is a discussion we had before.
Incriminating.
Oh, you wasn't here for that?
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, I didn't realize she was there. I swore she was here.
No. So we were talking about the substituting N-word for something, and I was like, my God.
We're going to have to Frankenbit that out.
So you take her to the restaurant.
Take her to the restaurant, have a good time. Then we go to my show, and I'm telling this joke about my son. And I'm like, hey, I got an older son, baby mama gay, da-da-da-da. And so people, you know, saying stuff, and she's like, you got a son? How? I was like, he's like 20. She's like, okay, what does he look like? I didn't know you had a son, because I didn't put that on my profile. So I show her a picture of my son, and her face just dropped a little. Like, you just kind of saw, like, kind of how what you just did right there.
Oh, at the show, at the show.
Yeah, at the show.
The check had been signed.
Yeah.
Tummy's full. We're good at Craig.
Okay.
So she just kind of, her face, her mood completely changed for like the rest of the evening. Uh-huh. Go to my show, and I saw that it wasn't going to go anywhere, you know, because it was like awkward.
Yeah.
Whatever. I go home. I tell Malcolm. I'm like, Malc, what's up, bro? He's like, what's up, Dad? What's up with the date that happened? I said, I don't know. At first, I was like, I think you ugly, man, because I showed her your photo, and her whole mood changed. I'm teasing him saying this. He knows that I'm just fucking with him. And he's like, what she look like? I said, boom. I show her. Show him her. He started dying. Dying laughing. Ah! I'm like, what's wrong with you, Mal? He was like, remember when you was gone a couple weeks ago? Yeah. She came through. That was the chick that I was talking about. And she lived downtown. Right where we, not in the same building, but like.
Across. Oh, yeah. Downtown's not that big.
In a building across from you guys?
Yeah, it's like a block away. It's like less than a block. I don't know how to explain less than a block. But
like catty corner to you.
Oh, that's a nice word. Yeah. Catty corner.
I thought
that's,
it was kitty
white
corner.
White folks use that quite often.
That's a porno.
Kitty corner. Yeah, that's a whole different business.
Again, with that vest, you need to chill.
Yeah, will do. Yeah, my apologies.
And so you guys figured out it was the same. So then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, just laugh about it. And then I'm more crushed about it than anything.
Did she choose either of you?
He already had sex with her.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't quit it.
My son's a...
That's Malc.
Malc is...
He's a superstar.
I'm like, Malc, how do you get all these girls? I swear to you, he says to me, I just go outside. Swear to you.
That's rapper shit, man.
Wow.
I just go outside.
Wow.
So that must be a weird thing because, you know, when... this is so random. But when there's semen inside a woman, it lives inside that woman for quite a while. I don't know if you guys know that. And so you're probably having a date with someone who had your genetic code already inside of her.
That's what she was attracted. She was already coded for you.
Yeah.
Even when she was at Craig's, like, it nice meal, but she's been enjoying the amenities of his success for a while.
Yeah.
Like, probably getting wrecked on his couch.
This poor girl, you know what she's probably thinking? She's probably thinking, oh, if I could just have, this is the best of both worlds, have the dad to actually live and have good times
take
with.
Take me out to good places.
And son, derail me.
Right.
Derail?
I said rail, but.
Oh, you said rail. My bad. Fuck.
Malcolm doesn't
you
know
said
about
what?
Craig.
Rail.
Oh. Rail. Yeah, that's not nice. Rail. Oh,
but I'm saying it would be perfect.
No, I know. I'm not disagreeing.
Have a young
on
man
that.
To have yeah. sex with.
Yeah.
But you got the older guy to enjoy life with.
Still yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
That's my quote of the day.
Yeah.
So that's your whole first
Seeds
story.
In the wind.
That story.
That's my story.
Okay.
There's
all right.
more to it if you have questions.
Okay, we do have questions. Jessica, would you like to go with any questions?
What does she do for a living?
Huh. No idea.
Wow. You mean you sat down at Craig's that whole time?
Oh, yeah, and didn't
and
ask her what she did
yeah,
for a living?
You're buying $30
guys don't
Parmesan.
Ask those questions. That's a woman-to-guy question. Guys, she said Burger King. I've been like, cool, because she's beauty.
It's not about where she works. It's just about
who she is.
Who she is.
What would her, like, what was she
yeah, maybe
into?
Your game will get turned up if you could just say, hey, what do you do?
Yeah, like, hey, so what
those
fills your time?
Questions. What does she do and what does she want to do?
What does she want to do? What's her passion?
No, she's an actress. But it's like...
God, Jesus.
But what she does until acting works out, she's a talent, like, what's assistant. Like,
oh,
she's
all
the
of
one,
a sudden you know now?
I knew that much.
Oh, okay.
That is funny the way he switched a roo you like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That was a big roo-roo.
Oh,
big
roo-roo. Yeah.
Big switch swatch, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, big switch in the middle of the story. I didn't know what she did to knowing specifically everything what she did.
It did just occur to me right before he said that. I'm like, oh, yeah, what if this story's not true? Like, I'm just enjoying stories that are blowing my mind
yeah.
so far. I'll just get lost in that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that could be bullshit.
That could be totally fake.
Yeah, it's supposed to maybe be bullshit. So we'll see.
Yeah, supposed to bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific questions you would like to ask him?
So she was 29?
Yeah.
I mean, it all checks out for me. That's why I'm like, even if you hadn't sort of validated the whole Craig's thing, I wouldn't even know that that's a real place. I don't know that. So I'm like, Craig's.
That's true.
Like, that sounds.
It didn't sound
that could be made
fancy.
Up. Yeah.
Craig
yeah.
doesn't sound fancy. It sounds like Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
it's
my
a very
father's
nice
name,
restaurant
yeah.
where all this.
It's my dad's.
Your dad's cooking?
Yeah.
Like the paparazzi camp out outside Craig's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm with
it's
Mike.
Just right over here off Robertson or something like that. Yeah.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Craig's. One of these days, you and I, we should go. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go. Then we'll find a dad and his son to ravage. Yeah?
Yeah. The thing I don't buy is how your son doesn't want any evidence that a parent is in the apartment, because I literally could have all my pictures be of me taking communion and my guys will fuck anyone in my apartment.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm
funny.
Saying? I'm not
your
talking about my butt
by
that.
Your guys will come there and not give a fuck. Your guys will come there. Now, my son's more on the fronting side. So he takes...
He's a rapper.
He takes the big, the big fold, like the ones that's on the wall, that's like right there on in the front door or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He takes those down.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's not like I said. It's not like it's a whole house full of. It's not. It's like
so. It's not
three.
More about since those are posters of you within your comedy. It's not more about that's my daddy. It's more about I can't have a woman see there's a bigger personality.
He's trying to go,
a more successful guy.
Yeah,
he's
trying to say this, like, he can afford this. This is his place.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, this is... This, we're here at my life I've built.
Yeah,
check
yeah,
it
yeah.
out.
You can't tell... You don't necessarily tell females you live with your dad.
But when you're 20, it's funny. Do they know he's 20? Because there's stuff about being older and stuff that would be in your place that would never be... It's like, she'd be in the kitchen and see, like a potato peeler in the sink and, like, a pot holder, you know? Like, stuff that you don't have when you're fucking 20.
Yeah.
How do you know
or
to have a real life?
The fact that your apartment is actually clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That is so true.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, he's so nasty. I just started
nasty.
Buying paper plates and paper cups from Costco, and I've replace it because it's like he just cakes the food on this.
He doesn't
just
rinse it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Put some
yeah.
water on it at
least. Yeah. I'm like, at what age do you learn know this? I keep. Anyway.
After the third roach infestation, that seems to be what they're doing. All right, let's move on to your second story.
Michaela.
Michaela, okay. Your daughter.
My daughter.
Okay.
Now, Michaela's not my biological daughter. So my son's mom, she's 17. Michaela is 17. And her mom tried men twice. And the two times that she tried men got knocked up both times. So, well, the second time was kind of on some bullshit. But the dad is not in the life of the daughter at all.
Okay.
Now, my son, my best friend. Like I said, I raised my best friend. So we get them all the time. Boom, 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 boom. So
they don't. But it's not the same moms.
Same moms.
It is? So you only had sex with her twice?
No. It's not. The second kid is not mine. She tried men twice.
Okay.
And the oldest is mine.
Got so you.
Malcolm's
okay.
mine.
Oh, okay.
And this other guy has sex with her.
So who, your daughter, do you have another daughter or is this the only one?
This is the only one.
Oh, so you've raised your stepdaughter.
I adopted her.
Oh, you adopted her. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I had my son all the time. And then when she was like 4 or 5, she asked me to be her dad too. And that's when I had adopted her. So from then and there, daddy daughter dances. I go to all the PTA meetings and da 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 da. I'm dad. And she calls this guy, her sperm donor. Mm-hmm. She like, my sperm donor tried to call me today. Like, whatever. So, now, Michaela told me when she was maybe 9 that she didn't like boys. Oh, so should I tell you what the story is about first?
No, just tell the story.
Okay. Keep going. I mean, it'll reveal itself.
Okay. So, Michaela, she comes out to me when she was 9 years old. She tells me she don't like boys.
Okay. But that's it's pretty normal to be like, I hate boys, cooties, ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't believe her at all.
Or did she say, fuck those boys? And then you're like, okay.
No, she did not. She was over it. She was like, I don't like them. They don't look attractive to me. And I just didn't want to believe. And it's not even that I didn't want to believe. You just don't believe it as a parent. Like, grow up. You don't know what you like. You just found out Santa Claus was fake. You know, right. All of a sudden, you fuck boys. So then she comes out to me again at 14. She tells me about that she has this girl that she likes, but she didn't want to tell her mom. Who is a lesbian?
What's the better choice? Yeah, why wouldn't she?
Michaela and Malcolm both have very raw conversations with me, so I know more. I'm the one like, hey, Dad, I want to talk to you about this. Don't tell Mom. Like I said, I raised them as friends. Now, she raised them like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's just be clear. She's the hero here, right? I have to be a mom and just go. That's she's so the hero.
My baby mama is amazing.
Okay, there you
and
go.
She's still, we are still best friends to
wonderful.
This day.
I like to hear that.
Except for that time. There was a time that I found out when I moved out here that she hired someone to kill me because she was mad that I left St. Louis. So I left St. Louis when Malcolm was 2. They ended up moving out here when Malcolm turned 5 or whatever. And so she was like, you gonna leave me? I'm like, listen, if I stay in St. Louis, I graduated high school with a 1.9 GPA. I already got locked up. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I end up moving to L.A., and then they end up moving to L.A., and then life.
That's
so
St. Louis shit, man.
Yeah, but yeah.
Really?
I'm going to defend
that's just
man.
A hard-ass
thing. Yeah, you guys are young, though.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
I was like, I'm going to defend the woman that hired a hitman. But you were so young.
Yeah.
21, 22. Come on.
Damn, dude. That's intense.
Did you know the guy that she tried to hire?
No. Nah.
Is this your story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your second story.
This is story number 2. How much time do I have on these stories? Okay. Do I have time?
Yeah. Well,
I
mean,
you're
yeah,
doing
but
great.
You can
I know. I
want
to make sure I don't keep on. Y'all will tell me when to stop.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And what I meant by that was that's the level of grit in a city that brought us hits like Ride With Me. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Unrest creates good art. And that whole phase from Nelly is all about, because St. Louis was fucking hard as fuck. And that's, evident by the fact
Louis
that
Slugger.
For leaving St. Yeah. Louis, I'm going to hire a guy to kill you.
Yeah.
It just feels weird as an old white woman to listen to a white guy teach me about music. You know, in that sense,
hey, believe me, I don't. Like, I feel quite out of place. Okay.
But that vest does something. I feel like you can tell us the history, like it's very the anthropology.
I must look like a fucking nerd today, dude. Is something going wrong? Something going wrong?
You're 2 years late for the insurrection. That's what you're like.
Hey, listen. Hey, I know I have a trait of unlikability from it. If I'm not smiling and you don't know me, I don't look like a nice guy.
Okay, you know? Let's see you not smile. Yeah, there. Yeah.
I look like I had it easy, and that you know, I'm like, I kind of got that Aryan youth thing going on. But no, I'm from, you know, very white trash from very nothing. So,
I fucking adore you, Michael. Let me ask you this though: when you were found out that your ex had hired a hitman, how did you find out?
She told me.
Yeah.
This is now years later after we became cool again. Okay. Maybe around, Malcolm was like maybe like 15, he was like 16. So we all smoking, because we told Malcolm, he's like, listen, we know you're going to do drugs, da, da, da. Do it with us first, because one, me and your mama do them, and we'd rather you know what to look for and all this other stuff. So someone can't sell you no nothing crazy, whatever, right, blah, right. blah, blah, blah. So we was like his first experience into drugs. So me and her are outside, we smoking a blunt, and she was like, we were just talking about how good of a job we did. She was like, we kept him alive. It was just one of those moments where we were just outside, we were like, we kept him alive. And I was like, yeah, barely, but we did. It was one of those, she's like, you know, I used to be so pissed off at you when you moved to Los Angeles because you just left me. I said, but you knew why I left. She was like, doesn't matter, upset. And she was like, yeah, I hired someone to try to kill you.
And so she didn't tell you till after the fact that it was a failed hit? She didn't call you and just be like, duck.
Nah, this is years later.
How long was the contract for?
So you know what's so funny? I was telling my friend this same story, and he was like, hey, listen, man, are they still looking for you? Because I did change my name when I moved out here. So, like, how funny would it be just 12, 15, 13, no, 16, 17 years later, he's like.
Wow. And did she tell you how much she paid this person?
Nah.
She didn't tell you?
Did she pay him?
Those questions, at this point, I'm just listening. I'm like, I don't even want to ask any questions for real. It's like kind of just like trying to listen more than you speak. Yeah, then
maybe
she
in
might
that
actually
moment,
hit.
But eventually you would want to know details. Like, wait, is somebody still after me? Did you pay them already? So will they be still trying to actively kill me? Or did you not pay them? And was it like it's not paid until the deal's done? Come on, Willie.
Wow.
They think they got you cornered.
They think they got me cornered.
Yeah. Foot on your neck is what they're feeling about. Yeah.
this is the part where the hero learns how to.
Yeah.
Why would you not ask these questions?
I really didn't care to ask.
Didn't care to ask? Someone just said, I hired a hitman. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? And you weren't like, how much?
But
what are
I
the
really
details?
Didn't take it
is
fully
the
serious.
Hit off the table?
I didn't like. I don't know if she's serious, but she has done some stuff like that before.
Like hired hit people?
Not hit people, but like contort lies and stories. Like she's the one that will put a sock and has put a sock. Oh, if my son, I'm sorry, Malcolm, for telling this. She'll put a sock in an orange in a sock and hit herself with it and say that I did it. Because she was light skinned, so she would bruise easily. And her brothers were like in the military. And so she went and told him, Mark, brother, this is what I did. Told me to go pick Malcolm up from Mark's house. So I went to Mark's house to pick Malcolm up. Mark was like, did you hit my sister? I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, he just knew she was lying. He was like, I already looked at the already looked at the marks on her, the bruises on her body. They were circles. He was like, there's no way those are your fists, but she told me that you hit her. I was like, well, I ain't do that. Whatever, blah, blah.
I'm glad you guys are friends now. Yeah.
He's like, Willie, let me see your hands. He's got two little nubs like this. Wow. Like, it was, yeah.
Two little orange hands.
Yeah, two little oranges, yeah.
I feel like asking Willie.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like asking Willie, like, any fucking questions, because these stories are getting pretty wild. I don't know.
Well, and also it makes you think, fuck, how easy men must have it. They don't really fear for their life from their partners, that he can just nonchalantly, oh, well, you hired somebody, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe she hired a guy who, you know, two words or one word, hitman. Maybe someone's last name was Hitman. It was like a guy named Phil Hitman. She paid him $300 to come beat your ass. He just never really got around to it.
Wow.
That was right. Mr. Hitman.
Yeah. Well, I think at this point in the juncture, we should have you read both stories, and then we'll ask any last-minute questions, and then we're going to take a vote, because these are some crazy-ass stories.
Well, so in our first story here, Willie's son, Malcolm, is 20. They've got more of a friend dynamic than a father-son dynamic, because that's how Willie does shit. and that's how Willie does shit is, will come up later in the story. He's got a real tone to him. Malcolm, his son, his preference for women is in the same range that Willie likes to date in, pretty much. So he's swiping one day. He matches with a girl that it turns out Malcolm is matched with as well. He goes away on the road, and Malcolm goes, yo, by the way, I'm going to have this girl over. I'm going to take all these Willie Mac promos down and these pussy-ass family pictures, and I'm getting it on with this girl. He does, unbeknownst to Malcolm. Malcolm comes home off the road, takes her out to a nice dinner at Craig's, and then to the show.
Willie did that. Yeah.
Did I say Malcolm did
that?
Yeah, Willie. My mistake. Willie gets home off the road, takes her out to Craig's, takes her to a show, somehow ends up showing a picture of his son, and her face drops, and he goes home, and he's like, you must be ugly or something, man, because I showed your picture and it wasn't good. And he's like, no, I had sex with that woman here in your house. And I think that's our first story.
Okay. I did have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Second story?
In our second story, why does it say 17 after Michaela? Michaela
was 17. She's 17. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Your daughter's 17 now.
That's when I have
a
question.
She's 17.
About. Yeah.
Yo, dog, the story never wrapped around to his daughter.
Which one?
He's talking about the daughter's mother. I don't think the story is going to get any better than my ex put a hit out on me.
Why did you even mention Michaela and why you adopted her and all that?
No, because I was going to, there was a story attached to it, but I thought we just ran out of time, so I stopped.
Yeah, don't grill him about a story like that. Come on.
Well, I mean, you start it and then you don't finish it with that.
I have a 20 seconds version.
Okay, real quick.
What happened?
Let's have Michael actually finish the recap.
I realize I've lost track of whether Michaela is your daughter or is your baby mama. I don't know what the name.
Michaela's the daughter.
Michaela's daughter.
She's 17.
Erica is the baby mama.
Got it. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, then we can make this quick. Basically, Erica has tried men twice and got knocked up both times, which is god-awful luck, right? You know, get a chance to see if maybe that could work out better for you. I didn't get to look at my notes before we did this. In the first story, I knew better. But basically, his daughter tried to come out to him before when she was like 9. She's like, I don't like boys, but he didn't really believe it. And then later at 14, she's like, I like a boy, but I don't want to tell mom who's a lesbian.
No. She liked a girl.
Sorry. She likes a girl. Doesn't like boys in the first one. I'm flustered, you guys.
That's okay.
And then it detoured to the hitman.
Yeah. They're having a talk one day, because they raised Malcolm in a way that's like, yo, if you ever want to try drugs, try them with us, you know, let's be safe about it. So they're talking one day and they're like smoking or whatever, and they're like, man, it's crazy. We kept this kid alive. And she's like, man, I was so mad at you at one point. I had hired a guy to kill you, and he didn't ask many more questions than that.
I do need to know, Felicia.
Yes,
I need to know what this, because that's a just dropped off a cliff.
The end of the story was about how my daughter dates a trans girl and how she had a pregnancy scare.
See?
Man.
It was going. That's okay. That.
Okay.
Damn, dude, these
I
are like.
I take back what I said 5 minutes ago. I take it back.
These are like Mad Libs, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Like, how crazy.
I think
can you
you're
make
fucking
a,
with us. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, so right. She ended up with a girl, a trans woman
that hasn't gone through the surgery yet.
And she said so they had sex, and she thought she was going to be pregnant, but she wasn't.
Yeah, we had to go get a pregnancy test.
So do your children get upset when you share these kind of details? Because my kids, I'm just joking about what cereal they eat, and they're like, don't tell people.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like it.
My son doesn't mind it. My daughter only minds it when it's like maybe this story.
I'm all like, that's some bold shit over there, Willie Mac. That is some bold shit. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to take a vote unless anyone has any specific questions. Thank you for clarifying that story. I'm sorry I interrupted you. But what are your specific questions, anybody?
Most of mine are for Erica.
Yeah.
I don't have really any specific questions. It's like if it was time to vote, I think I could do it just based on the fact that this unfulfilled hit contract, that could just be floating around out there. I'm not saying there's nothing to this story, because obviously there's been some shit like that that's gone down where, like, you know, some lies or some I'm going to get you hurt. But in this particular instance, I think it's true that Malcolm and him sometimes sleep or try to sleep with the same women on accident.
I think the first story is also true, because I don't think if you're that much of a friend to your children, you'd be out here spilling tea, as the youngins say, about your daughter.
No, I see now. I think.
Oh,
Willie,
wait, but that stuff all feels true to me still.
I think Willie's just giving it to us, okay?
Man.
The tea.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's just he's spinning it.
Yeah.
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 So I do, because listen, now if that family had stayed in St. Louis, maybe things would be different, but they came to Los Angeles, so I believe everything about that second story.
You believe everything about
I
that?
Do.
You think she hired a hitman?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh my God.
Jessica's, that is not outside the realm of possibility.
Because that's something you just dream about when you're in St. Louis. And you might think about it, and you maybe even try to pull the trigger, but then you move to Los Angeles. They're like, fuck, I could have done that.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
You know how, like, usually it takes someone doing something crazy to go, like, bitches be crazy. Like, here's one just telling us right now before that she's crazy, man. That's so crazy.
I believe it.
Wow.
I believe it.
I just don't think a father would, especially if his child was 17, would put the mother of his child on task like that. Especially because you said that you guys have a great relationship right now, because I don't care who the fuck you are, no woman wants to hear that she committed a felony on a Comedy Store podcast, as she has probably never been to the Comedy Store. I don't know, she probably has, but you know what I mean? I just don't think.
Yeah,
I
but
think Willie's
if you
not
watch,
that guy.
I mean, he's dressed a little different today, but if you look at just how Willie dresses, he's a new age guy. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to let it spiel. He talked about in the beginning about how he's about therapy and trying to get all this stuff out. And then
so
his
he would
community.
Know his daughter would have to have therapy after sharing the story.
No,
of
but
he's personal shit.
They are so open that she had no problem going to him saying, I like women. And then also saying, hey, I'm with a trans girl, actually, and I might be pregnant.
But they're also okay with it.
Yeah, so there's actually two stories in the second story. There's actually two stories. It's a story about the daughter.
Yeah.
That part, okay, maybe. But the story about the ex-wife calling a hitman. And I'm always terrible at this game.
They never
but I'm
said they
say,
were married. You're putting words in Willie's mouth.
Oh, ex.
This baby mama.
Yeah, I don't like to say that, but okay, X.
You could say BM.
Yeah. You stuffed two words again.
And then I think Balma.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to, me and my best have
BM
to go.
BM and baby mama, what would I choose? That's what.
I think that first one is a lie.
Nowhere to go, there's.
You think the first one's a lie, Michael, and I think the second one is a complete lie.
The 20-year-old, he's not going to take, just like you said with your kids, they're not going to take the time to take some pictures down. He's just be like, oh, yeah, that's my dad. I got pictures of him up. We're cool. This is my apartment. Period.
Yeah.
I could see
20-year-olds are like so sensitive.
Go ahead. Well, and he's like a confident, like a, he's he basically, this kid fully realizes that he's in that zone where he could be 17 or 77 for the next however many years. You know what I mean? Like, this guy could have told me after this that he's 23, and I'd have been like, yeah. But turns out he's got a 20-year-old. I didn't know that coming in. What I'm saying is he knows how to take advantage of that, and that one of those things is just take the pictures down of my parents that own the place, and I'm just the cool young guy that owns this spot.
So that's your fancy way of saying black don't crack?
Indeed.
That was a very long time.
Don't you love when you get to say that without saying it and Jess just does it for you?
So are you changing your vote or are you still saying?
No, I was just understanding that. I think that goes down. I'm saying I think that's true. I think the first story is true. I think the second story is a lie. We don't have to get into why.
No, I don't. I have no problem believing that his son front says that it hits his place. But I don't think he's going to take the time to take down the pictures.
I see what you're saying.
I just don't. I don't.
Okay.
Just like you said, your kids don't. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't have, you know, a picture of me live at the Pantages in front of my front door.
Right. The poster, he could have lied and be like, oh, yeah, that's my producer.
Yeah. All right.
He made that or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we were posing at a Sears for the family picture thing.
But
me and my
producer. It is a little confusing with the two stories on the second story part. That is a little confusing because there's actually two stories to that. The story about your daughter and the story about the mother. So which one are we actually voting on?
I think what happened was there was a question asked and I started talking and I get long-winded. And then that's when I was like, how much time I got so I can figure out. And it was like, go.
Sidetracked.
And I was like, oh, go. And then it's like, stop. I was like, uh-oh. We went too far with this story.
Okay, so what are we actually voting on? Are we voting on your daughter being 17 and the trans girlfriend? Or are we voting on
the daughter being 17 and the trans girlfriend?
If it's true, it's all true.
Okay, if it's true, it's all true. So then if
you think one piece of it is a lie, then it's a lie.
Okay.
I think one piece is a lie, and that's the hitman thing.
Yeah, I think it's a lie. I think number two is a lie. So here's my question to you, Willie Mac. Which story is the lie?
The story that was the lie was the first story, but me and my son. My son thinks I'm so cool. He would put more photos of me up because he's like, this is my dad. My dad's done this.
Oh my God.
Man, what a cute reveal.
Never swiped right on a girl on Tinder with him. None of that.
None of that. See? Did you ever take a girl to Craig's?
A girl took me to Craig's.
Yeah, she did.
She's the she was the somebody that took me.
Okay.
That's how I know about Craig's.
Craig's is what he said. God. That's just how Willie Mac do is go to Craig's. Oh my God!
That's just what I do. Nothing. Shit.
So he's really talking about himself and how he fronts, and he put it on his son. Poor thing.
Your ex is going to hire another hitman after this show.
Yes.
Christ. Jessica, I love how you come from like the dirtiest, filthiest part of the trailer park.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Not me.
Yeah.
I come from like right by the gates part of the trailer park. You come from deep
I've been back and forth. There's been times, that's why I got best of both worlds. Sometimes my dad married somebody with a little bit of money and we moved to the country club for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I was out of water, but I was there. Uh-huh. You know, but I learned their ways. And then we'd go back to the trailer park when we were single, you know?
Wow. You just unlocked yourself to the three of us. Wow, Will, you are so great at this game.
That was
fun. You really got us. You really
he started telling that first story, and she goes, does he know the rules? And it's funny, he was perfectly out of tune, seemingly, and he was spinning a yarn on me.
Also, I've never heard him talk about his son. That's why I was like, you got a son.
Do you have a son?
I do have a son. Me and my son, we have a podcast together.
Yeah. But I've never heard you talk about him. Mm-hmm. So I've heard about his daughter.
Yeah, because you do jokes. I know you do a joke about your ex.
Mm-hmm.
You do a joke about that part and getting her pregnant when you're 17. You guys are both very young. I know that part is true.
Yeah. But I didn't know that was a boy. I just, for some reason, I always assumed that was your daughter. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even started talking about her on stage yet.
Really?
No.
Wow. Hmm. Well, thank you so much. Where do you got shaking that people can find you and all that?
I'm performing for the troops February 1st through the 12th. That's cool. I've never done that before. I've never been overseas in Japan, Okinawa.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like I actually performed for the troops there. I mean, I wasn't doing comedy, but I'm kidding. Robert Schimmel and I did a gig, and it's like Hawaii. It's a beautiful place. You'll have the best sushi in your life if you like sushi. Sushi. Yeah.
Sushi, and I'm looking forward to ramen.
Yeah. You'll love it. You'll
hook me up, dude. I'm ex-military.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that. All right. I'll get you. I'll give it to you later.
Yeah.
I'll make that.
Sweet.
Look at you looking for work during our podcast.
Hey, I won the podcast, so I deserve it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Any other dates you want to say, or where can people find you on the internet?
Find me on the internet at Willie Mack on everything. WILLIEMACC. It's 2 C's. And see what I'm up to. Find a story somewhere else.
Okay, wonderful. Michael, where can people find you?
I'm performing for the troops at a VFW in Sherman Oaks.
If you love sushi, there's this.
There's the best sushi restaurants in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. And I'll give you, and if you want to get on, I'll give you the guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably already got it. Yeah. Michael Evans LOL on Instagram. I dropped my phone in a puddle on the way in today, so I don't, none of my videos gonna have volume for a while, but it's cool.
And I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels.
I'm Jess Wellington. Follow me everywhere at Jess Wellington 2, please. And you have been lied to.